Welcome to Authority Engine, your guide to accelerated business growth through podcasting. Join us to uncover only the most effective strategies and tactics for building your bottom line with an online radio show. And now, your host, Ben Kruger.
Welcome back to another episode of Authority Engine, where our mission is to help you launch your business into the limelight with actionable advice, real-life case studies, and tactics straight from all the top podcasters. I've got to say that I am super psyched to introduce today's guest. We've actually got John Lee Dumas on the show today from Entrepreneur on Fire. If you're a podcaster and you haven't heard of John, you may have had your head in the sand for a little while. First off, if you haven't heard of him, go check out Entrepreneur on Fire at entrepreneuronfire.com. But if you have heard of him, you'll definitely know that he's got a lot of traffic to his show. He's got a lot of rates, reviews, subscribes, and he's doing pretty kick a job with his show. So we are going to be talking specifically about iTunes SEO and how to optimize your show so that people can find you better and very easily in iTunes. A lot of people forget the fact that iTunes is a search engine. So this episode will be all about making your show, the descriptions, the, you know, everything aligned so that everybody can find you very quickly and easily in iTunes, getting you the maximum listenership. Before we get into that though, let's touch on our featured podcast this week.
The featured podcast
is actually a really interesting podcast called E-Commerce Fuel by Andrew Udarian. You can probably guess what it's all about. It's all about e-commerce, setting up, managing, and growing a six-figure plus e-commerce business. And I can definitely say that Andrew is a fantastic host. This is a brand new podcast that has launched earlier this week. Andrew is actually one of our clients here at Authority Engine. So we put together his podcast for him, went through, you know, all the strategy and how we wanted to implement it into his business. And so today, or, you know, this week is launch week. So definitely go check that out at ecommercefuel.com. And you will see what it looks like when Authority Engine helps create a podcast for you. Anyhow, if you want to get your show featured on Authority Engine, head over to authorityengine.com/love and submit your show there. That's enough messing about. It's go time. Let's chat with John Dumas. And we're going to be discussing how to optimize your show for iTunes, including everything from your podcast artwork and descriptions and tags, the titles, the author name, all of that good stuff to get the maximum organic and referral traffic in iTunes. With your show, this is something that, and I've seen with Entrepreneur on Fire, if you go into iTunes and check out the Entrepreneur on Fire page within iTunes, you'll see some interesting, you'll see it looks a little bit different than most podcasts out there. It's very optimized for iTunes and to be found in iTunes by random, you know, people that are searching through iTunes and people that are trying to find that entrepreneur content. So can you walk us through, you know, kind of give us the 30,000 foot view of iTunes SEO and optimizing your show and your show page to get more views or more listens from iTunes?
Absolutely. So iTunes SEO is a living, breathing monster. And most people do not take advantage of it because iTunes gets over 45 million views and growing every single month. And it's not a super great interface. And their quote unquote search bar is that little tiny search bar in the upper right hand corner of iTunes. But because that's all they have for search, it gets utilized quite a bit. So when people type in keywords in that, everything that is in the iTunes store pops up. So for instance, if you go up and type in content marketing in that search bar, you will get different sections. You'll get books, you'll get courses, you'll get music, you'll get whatever that is potentially content marketing will be showing up in that search results for iTunes. Now, I learned very early on that it's not that hard to optimize your podcast for iTunes because so few people do it. So when you go to my iTunes page that you're referring to, Ben, you will see that I have my title and then a ton of what looks like and truly is keyword stuffing after that. Because, you know, I don't like just kind of make it look spammy, but I basically just list all of the things that I want people to find me for, or to when they glance at the title and description of my podcast, that they know it's all about. So I have things like Seth Godin, Tim Ferriss, Pat Flynn. So whenever anybody is searching any of these names in iTunes because they're looking for their content, because these are very popular entrepreneurs, my podcast will pop right up at the top of that list because I have optimized myself for that by putting it in the title and in the description. Same thing goes for content marketing, social media marketing, internet marketing, blogging, Facebook. Any of these terms are typed into that search bar, people are going to see Entrepreneur on Fire, the podcast, as in the podcasting section. And what is so great about the podcast section is that the iTunes people are, or the iTunes searchers are being trained to realize and to know that podcasts are free. Books cost money, audiobooks cost money, courses cost money, but podcasts are free. So people are first off finding a subject that they like, and then they're checking it out on podcasts before they make that buying decision if they're going to go above and beyond and even ever buy some course or some product or some book. They're checking out the free content that's supplied via podcast. So I drive a ton of traffic by simply in the title and description of my podcast, putting in all those keywords that I want to rank for. So, you know, if you're a writer and or you're, you know, someone that wants to improve other people's copy, those are things that you should be putting in, you know, like writing, copy, email automation, email marketing, things along those lines should be in your title, should be in your description. So when people that are going to iTunes searching for certain things, they are searching for those terms and your podcast is popping right up. And so iTunes SEO is real, it works, and not enough people are taking advantage of it.
I would certainly agree. You can even see this in some of the top podcasts out there that they must be really pulling in the listens from strong communities because, you know, and word of mouth, because they're not being found by that natural kind of search. It's kind of like, you know, the Google of iTunes of sorts.
Well, it's really like the YouTube of iTunes of sorts, because like 5 years ago, nobody really ever considered YouTube as this major search engine. It was just a place that people posted videos. Well, guess what? I mean, 5 years later, you go to YouTube and you type in a search term, and man, whoever ranks high for that search term is going to get a ton of views because that's what people are looking for. And iTunes is on that same trajectory. They are becoming a place that people are going to search for content, not just a place to post your video like YouTube was, and now is a place that people go to actually search, because YouTube's the number two search engine in the world. iTunes is becoming a place that people are going to iTunes and searching for content using the search bar, not just going straight for whoever they're following.
Yeah, well, and if you're not easily findable through iTunes and you don't have a huge following to begin with, I mean, you're essentially a needle in a haystack at that point. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure you've noticed this, how difficult it is to find new podcasts in iTunes unless it's either A, new and noteworthy, or B, it's related to one of the podcasts you listen to. You're probably not going to find it.
Absolutely.
So speaking of related, are there any specific tactics that you've used or that you've seen that are effective for helping get your podcast listed in the under the related tabs for certain shows?
So that's something you don't have a ton of control over, because it's a lot of timing has to do with that. So when you first launch a podcast, you are going to, if you really work hard and promote it well and have a decent following, you will show up in the new and noteworthy. So what you'll see, a lot of people will go to iTunes, they'll click on the podcast tab, and the very first two rows in any category is that new and noteworthy, which basically means you're a podcast that's been launched within the last 8 weeks. You only have 56 days from when iTunes accepted your podcast to be in the best advertising space in the podcasting universe, the iTunes new and noteworthy. I think it's amazing that iTunes does this for new podcasts. It gives them a chance against all the other sharks out there, like the old guys like me that are just like top of the iTunes actual overall rankings. This gives these new guys a chance to have some exposure in the new and noteworthy rankings, which is huge and did incredible things for me. So I'm so thankful for that and so thankful that they give other podcasters the opportunity because I think it's very fair. And so what you'll see a lot of is when you have that new that related tab, so when somebody clicks on me, for instance, and you look at the actual related podcast tab, you'll see a bunch of other podcasts like maybe Pat Flynn, Smart Passive Income, like maybe Michael Hyatt's or Michael Stelzner, Social Media Marketing, things along those lines, because a lot of people that subscribe to me also subscribe to those podcasts. And so when you first start off, you, if you're ranking for the right key terms, and that does go back to the iTunes SEO, you will be showing up not only in iTunes New and Noteworthy, but also the iTunes searches next to other podcasts that are in your niche. And so people will probably go the scattershot method sometimes and just subscribe to all the, like the top three or four people that show up in that search result or that show up in that iTunes New and Noteworthy under the category that they're looking for. And you will become a related podcast for those people. And so it's really kind of random. It's kind of timing. And there's nothing you can really do to improve it because you can't really control what people are going to subscribe to once they subscribe to another podcast or once they subscribe to your podcast. But you can improve your chances to show up as related for as many other podcasts as possible when you have your podcast iTunes SEO optimized so you show up in as many places as possible under those key terms.
Certainly, certainly. And I've actually seen, a couple examples where, let's say for my show, for example, if I were to do a lot of linking to Entrepreneur on Fire, now granted, your show's got a little bit more clout than mine, and some of the shows that are going to show up in related certainly have more, have been around more, have more downloads, more reviews, all that good stuff. But I've seen to where if, let's say, from Authority Engine, I link to your show very frequently and my listeners go to subscribe on your show, then that can have a positive effect on, you know, me getting into that related section. So it's kind of a long play, but it's one of those, I've seen some loose relationships there, but I haven't seen anything really solid that's, you know, evidence to where I can kind of take that to the bank and say, hey, check this out.
Well, I think that's a great strategy, Ben, and it's one I've never really truly tried to employ, but it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, it's kind of one of those chicken before the egg, or, you know, trying to figure out how that all works. But
so like you are related to the Audacity Podcast, Podcasting 101, mm-hmm. Podcasting for Dummies.
Well, and on. I just had Daniel J. Lewis on the show and did there a bunch go. Of linking over to his podcast. So
proof is in the pudding right there. And what about the Podcasting 101 guys?
I actually haven't had anything to do with them just yet. So
see, what would I think? You guys are probably both in the new and noteworthy section right now.
Yeah, I've been watching them bounce around in there and just kind of watching the new and noteworthy section to see kind of what happens over the last couple of days, last week or two. And it's kind of fun. You log in. It's kind of like really inconsistent Google rankings.
Right. Now, what was your strategy for going in the technology section?
So the big thing there was...
And I think you should probably kind of step back and explain exactly what we're talking about as far as the categories.
Definitely, definitely. Yeah, so with the categories in iTunes, there's a bunch of different categories, but it comes down to how you categorize your show and how you want it to be listed among other shows in iTunes. So all the major categories are things like, you know, business, art, comedy, technology, which is where I listed my podcast. And the reason why I went with kind of the top couple would have been technology or business and marketing as a subset of that. Now, the reason I went with technology is because marketing has been getting like absolutely pummeled with new podcasts. There's so many new podcasts, and I figured it would be pretty tough to keep up with some of these bigger shows that already have audiences before they even launch, which, you know, it was kind of a strategy call. And I want to see how that plays out, because I think it could really help in the fact that there's less players in the game in the technology
category, but I think it could also really hurt in the fact that some of the podcasts that are really similar to mine are marketing podcasts. So it's kind of like a, you know, weighing the pros and cons and giving one a try.
Yeah, and it's not an all or nothing thing either, because number one, you can change your category at any time. Mm-hmm. And number two, you can put three different categories in. So my three categories are business, technology, and education. So have you chosen three categories for you?
Yep. I went technology, business, then education.
There you go. So, and yeah. I'm actually looking at your podcast right now, and you do a great job after your name with the different keywords. You have podcasting, content marketing, lead generation, business growth, and online income. But one area that I can just say as a little quick podcasting fix is that you're not really utilizing the title to put some more keywords in there. You could really use a lot more keywords up after Authority Engine. Accelerate your business with podcasting. Tell us how. Give us some tools. So those keywords after that first little sentence that you have there would all show up under the search bar when people look for those key terms.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, I think what I might do, I'm gonna rip off of what you've got going on over there, is I might do Accelerate Your Business with Podcasting with John Lee Dumas and James Schramko and some of the other names that I'm bringing on here.
And see, these are people that, and so what's going on is that then you're having a lot of listeners or iTunes searchers going on and they're gonna type in John Lee Dumas. And of course, my podcast is gonna come up, but so isn't yours. And some people are going to say, well, we want to hear not just James Schramko interview somebody, but we want to hear James Schramko's story or his ideas. So then they'll look for podcasts that he's featured on, not necessarily his podcast. So that's why that is a great strategy.
Certainly, certainly. And when they search that, they won't only find podcasts, they'll find specific episodes. So kind of like right. What you were saying before, yeah, they've got the podcasts, the books, the, you know, iTunes University courses, and then they've also got the actual episodes, a whole list of episodes. Some of them are on similar podcasts, some on completely different ones, but that's a really good way.
Well, here's another great point that we want to make traffic. Sure that we bring up while we are talking about this is that how important it is to write within each episode a very descriptive description. So for instance, I'm looking at your James Schramko description right now, and you do a really good job saying that he's here to show us to use the Octopus Strategy, aka Own the Race Course content marketing. If you want to take ownership of your marketing channels and set yourself up for long-term success. So people will see that, they'll type in James Schramko, they'll see that Authority Engine did an interview with him, and then they can quickly read that description that you wrote and say, wow, that's actually something I really want to hear James talk about. Boom, you have a new listener.
Mm-hmm. And then there's a couple more strategies on why I did that and kind of the order that I put the show in. But the big thing there was, yeah, the description and just essentially telling people what to expect from that episode. Because just like you said, that's what's going to draw them in. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, I think that's some really good stuff to get people started. If you're listening to this show and you've got a podcast in iTunes, definitely go in and check out in iTunes, the iTunes page for Entrepreneur on Fire, and just take a look at the different pieces, parts that he's got, the title, the host name, check out the description, and just see how those are all set up and see how you can implement that on your show to really gain some of that search traffic and some of those related podcast listeners.
Okay, thank you so much, John. This has been one of the most or more actionable episodes of Authority Engine so far, and I think can definitely have one of the highest impacts on those of you out there with a podcast that are looking to kind of grow your audience naturally. So definitely take a look into the action guide to implementing the steps for this episode. John obviously knows what he's doing, so go check out entrepreneuronfire.com. You can check out his iTunes page, and you will see a good example of all of the things that we discussed and how to optimize your show's page to get the most natural listens and traffic. So the one thing that I want to ask you guys as listeners, what other methods or strategies have you used to get more traffic to your show using iTunes? If you want to leave me an answer to that question, head on over to authorityengine.com/8 and leave a comment below the show notes there. As always, we'll break down each episode into an actionable step-by-step guide that will help you implement these strategies. So this one in particular will be really, really helpful for you guys. So head on over to authorityengine.com/8 and you'll be able to get that step-by-step guide there. Okay, and a quick shout out to Anton, who left us a review saying, boom, in all caps, Ben is the go-to guy for podcasting knowledge, and I'm happy he's launched this new podcast and looking forward to the upcoming episodes. So thank you, Anton. Really appreciate that. To leave us a review or to subscribe to the show like Anton, head on over to authorityengine.com/love, and you'll find all the ways to subscribe, share the show, leave us a review, all those goodies right there. So thanks again for coming out and hanging out with us, learning a little bit more about how to improve your show. And we'll be back next time with more strategies and tactics, all from the top dogs in podcasting, to help you accelerate your business with podcasting.